Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Betsy sat on the bottom of the York River for almost 200 years before a team found the scuttled ship in the 1970s. The artifacts they uncovered offered a window into colonial life and are now on display at the American Revolution Museum at Yorktown. But the initiative, led by John Broadwater, lost its funding in 1989. That's unfortunate, he says.
Because Virginia has a maritime history that's second to none.
Delegate Betsy Carr, no relation to the ship, has requested $160,000 for a new iteration of the underwater archaeology program. Broadwater says the money isn't enough for another excavation, but it would provide for research that could reveal an invisible past.
It's not being reflected in the literature and the research. And it's not being reflected in the public education programs.
Last year, the Department of Historic Resources asked Governor Northam's administration to bankroll the study of submerged cultural resources, but the request went unacknowledged in his proposed budget. In Yorktown, I'm Kat Maudlin Jackson.